Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're now into hour number three of this worldwide broadcast. I'm here Monday through Friday from 11 to 2, back from 9 to midnight Central. A bunch of news about terror, the police state, police torturing people, corruption. It's just so much coming up in this hour. But first, let's get all these great callers out of the way who've been holding patiently. Ben in Louisiana, you're on the air, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good.
Well, if they do cancel that, your show, you should just keep going on Prison Planet TV.
Oh, I am. Don't worry. I mean, look, and the films will all be there. The point, we're not talking about the radio show, folks. The original place I started out, Access Television in Austin, is being taken over and free speech is being annihilated, and then the city is lying about what their own plan is.
Yeah, well, I just, I know a lot of people who I've told about this and who know on their own are just, they know about it, but they're afraid to say anything to anyone about it because there's this idea that, you know, after the next attack, everyone who knows and talks about 9/11 is going to be rounded up and put in these camps. And I just think that's really unhealthy to think that way. And
well, it's more than unhealthy. It's disastrous. You know, the Russian people are known for laying down and having a loser mentality. I'm not bashing Russian people, you know, that's just the facts. That's their culture. The culture in other countries is lay down. In India, they have that attitude. This is America. And the globalists, I've never seen people waking up like this. And yeah, they're trying to intimidate people. They're not going to get away with that. They're not going to be able to pull that. They may be setting that up, but they're not going to get away with it.
That's right. And I like
they're that. The bad guys. They're the bad people. And cowering to criminals does not make you safe, people. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I like the way Eric Hupschmid puts it in his movie, which I watched the other day on Prison Planet TV, and he said, look, people have been exposing these things from JFK to General Parton in Oklahoma all for a long time, and no one's been rounded up. They can't do that. When they have to pretend that we're nutcases. They can't, you know, a police state like China, they'll just go arrest you because it's...
Well, look. China's been tyranny for 5,000 years. We used to have freedom. We still do to a certain extent. And so, yes, there's millions of us speaking out. We outnumber them. And sure, they can arrest a few people and make an example and watch the other, you know, people scatter. But we're Americans. This is our country. The globalists put cancer viruses in your vaccines, people. They attack all of you. Cops, military, all of you. They feed on their own people. Stop serving them.
Right, and if they started arresting people, then people would the jig would be up. People would be like, "Wait a minute, now what's going on?" I mean, the regular people won't stand for that.
They've got to sell us on all this. That's why they're on the news, going, "We should arrest those that disagree with the government and aid terrorists. We should torture people. Torture's good, but nobody's buying it."
No one's buying it.
When Applied Digital Solutions 2 years ago went on every TV network, every cable network, even stuff that wasn't news channels. I mean, it was dozens and dozens and dozens of channels, all cut live to that family getting the chip. And they said, oh, it's so wonderful. Oh, it's so great. This is the best thing ever. Oh, everybody should buy stock. Their stock plunged that day. Look, it ain't working. It isn't working. Do you understand?
They have to ignore us. We should be bold. We should be fearless. We should be in their face because they have to ignore us. And I get in their face. I wrote a letter to the NIST, the people that are doing the World Trade Center evaluation. I wrote them and I said, look, you know, there's evidence of explosives, people. I mean, it looks like explosives. Are y'all going to look at, you know, this angle? Because, I mean, I'm an American citizen, and I looked at the evidence, and, you know, don't cover this up.
Did you get a response?
No, I just mailed it today. Everyone else should go there. It's WTC.NIST.org.
Yeah, and it's another whitewash commission. We should let them know that we're aware of what they're doing.
Sure.
We have the owner of WTC7 saying they blew it up, folks. I mean, we'll be right back with more calls. Thanks for the call, Ben.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Look, almost the whole world is under tyranny. Populations have been domesticated. And that's all that's happening, is the domestication process of us, the slaves, the cattle, the human resources. And they're using sophisticated psychological warfare tactics, lies, half-truths, mislabeling, semantical deceptions, twistings, to do this. And it's time to wake up to it, because their whole sophisticated mass of lies is annihilated once you know the truth and the real structure of power. That's it, folks. It's real simple. We have a government, admittedly, up until the mid-1980s, this is the last time they declassified stuff, that would have troops stand out in the field, fly over and kill them, nerve gas our own troops. They'd put our own troops in a room and nerve gas them and kill them, and then cut their body up and do tests on them. We got a government that'll put uranium in a GI's wife's vitamins and watch her have a miscarriage to see what it does. We got a government run by a bunch of psychopathic killers that love evil and love to be sadistic. And we got a bunch of people in denial about it. Okay, it's real simple. You got a bunch of smart criminals in three-piece suits running things who want it all and who know you're waking up to them, so they're going to carry out terror attacks and play off this farce with their hired terrorist Bin Laden to use that as an excuse to have a war against us, a war that's never going to end. Now we got Homeland Security. Now they want Patriot Act 2. Now they want a domestic CIA. They say this is an endless war, and there's going to be more attacks. They're going to be bigger no matter how many rights we take from you. And the more liberties they take, the bigger the terror attacks get. And we're going to track and trace and scan you, and you're going to have to swipe a card to buy and sell, and we're going to make your kids stay in school till 8 o'clock at night and through the summer, and we're going to put you on drugs, and we're going to psychologically test all of you, and we're going to... Heaven help us. Heaven help us, folks. It is a scientifically crafted warfare enslavement dictatorship being set up on us right now. And the people are struggling. They are waking up, but not all the way. We got to go, you know, ape and just warn everybody and just get the word out in our area and just expose this thing. Let's go to the calls. Let's talk to JR in Texas. JR, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. A couple of months ago, I was in New York City on vacation, and I went down to Ground Zero, and I went down inside the new PATH terminal station, the Trans-Hudson subway. And anyways, they made this multi-billion dollar train station down at Ground Zero in the pit. And as you go in there, first you go down a flight of stairs, then you get to this area where they have the really long inclined electric escalators. So you go down those, and then you go down to another rest stop, and then finally to the lower level where you go through the the booths or whatever, and you catch your train to New Jersey. So anyways, as I was down at the lowest level, right in the middle of the Ground Zero pit, I felt a really strange sensation coming from the ground. I don't know exactly how to explain it, but it felt like a certain energy, kind of like a low voltage jolt, or like a very, very low voltage jolt. And it's something I've never felt before. I mean, I've been in small earthquakes before in Mexico City and things like that, but I mean, I've never felt what I felt down at that PATH station at Ground
Zero. Well, there could have been a giant air conditioner unit through the ceiling above you sending off vibrations. I mean, there's a lot of weird stuff like that.
Yeah, and also I wanted to mention that down there at the new PATH station, it's like a 1984 nightmarish place. I mean, there's cameras everywhere.
Down at the what station?
At the PATH terminal station.
Yeah.
In the Ground Zero pit.
Did you call it New PATH?
The new PATH terminal.
Yeah.
I think they rebuilt part of the PATH station that was destroyed there. So they basically remodeled and, redesigned the whole interior of the place and spent like a couple billion dollars on it or something like that. But
I know they're going to spend $1.2 billion on Homeland Security cameras in New York. Interesting points. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's talk to Brian in New Jersey. Brian, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Always an honor to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
It's funny that the last caller brought up 1984 because I actually just finished reading it again yesterday, and I had three comments on that and then a question. I think our government has actually read that book because war is peace is one of the party slogans, and Bush has openly said when we're talking about war, we're really talking about peace.
Freedom is...
Freedom is slavery.
And ignorance is...
strength.
Yeah.
And now I think that freedom is slavery. I think the slavery that they're talking about is being under one government as we are right now, because Jefferson himself even called for a revolution every 20 years, and since Skull and Bones and other private organizations have been putting their presidents in charge of our government, I think that we're slaves to them. But as far as the third one, ignorance is strength, something you were talking about earlier with the television stations being taken over, and I think the Internet and you and some a couple others like you are our last hope, and that we need not to be ignorant. We need to basically turn...
Well, look, all of you need to start a local newspaper. I don't care if your first issue is 200 copies and it's 4 pages.
Right.
All of you need to start websites. All of you need to get access TV shows where they're still at in your area. All of you need to get websites. All of you, if you've got money, pay for 2 hours on Sunday night on the local AM station.
That's what I wanted to ask you. Actually, I'm starting a website called brainwashedamerica.com. It'll be up in a month. But my question was, how can I get public access put your videos on? Is that legal? Can I do that?
I know some of my videos have aired on New York Access, which is one of the few they haven't shut down yet. But most towns, a lot of places still have them, though they are shutting down quite a few. And you just call the cable company or the city and you say, do we have Access TV? You don't even have to be a cable subscriber. And you go down and sign a few forms and maybe pay a little fee, and then you're on TV, or you can put videos on. And yes, sir, I mean, you just got to investigate that for yourself.
Very cool. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, my friend. And listen, I mean, a congressman, a senator, will fly thousands of miles to speak to 500 people. We've had them into town to speak to us, our Second Amendment groups. But then a citizen will go, oh, it's not worth it to go get an access show. We're in a big city, you reach hundreds of thousands in the aggregate over show after show. And in a small town, you reach thousands or hundreds, each time. I mean, This is valuable. This is important. And you should take advantage of this, folks. And maybe you're already an Access producer somewhere, but you haven't been doing a lot of shows. Do more. Do your own live show. Just don't put my videos on. Organize. Start an organization. Use that media power to start an organization that'll be there after they shut it down. Fight. Don't let them shut it down in your area. But no, when they come to shut it down now in your area, they're not going to call it a shutdown. They're going to go, oh, we're reorganizing. It's going to be private now, and just shut up. And then once they've taken over, you're off the air and can't complain. I mean, they wanted to shut it down here in Austin for a long time, and now they're doing it, folks. And it's not going to die with a bang, but with a whimper. Slowly. They're slowly killing it. Slowly shutting it down. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Steve in Kansas. Steve, welcome.
How you doing? God bless you, Alex.
I'm doing fine. Go ahead.
I'm talking the Bohemian Grove, which you were talking about.
Yes.
I have six of your videos. Excellent. They're very, I mean, they are hard to watch for the first time. That's how strong they are. They just blew me away. I've lost a few friends and had a few tapes returned. One of them's even going to be brought up in court possibly because I have custody of my little girl.
Oh, and your wife's saying you're crazy because you have this video.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm just, yeah. Yeah, that's the nuts and bolts.
Well, what you do is you go to, do you have a computer?
Absolutely.
You go to prisonplanet.com and you type in the search engine, New York Post, Michael Moore, 9/11 Road to Tyranny, and you walk in. We have the actual screenshot of the New York Post. You walk in and you go, I have videos that are in the New York Post that are written up as incredible. Is something that the New York Post says is incredible, is this bad? Alex Jones, is, and then you can go in and show screenshots of me on 2020 and Good Morning America. And because that's what will work with the, you know, and say, so my wife says I'm bad because I have a video that's critically acclaimed in major newspapers.
Ex.
Well, no, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, it is totally ridiculous. I mean, one thing about that Bohemian Grove, I am a Christian. I will tape it. I will give it to other people, but I watched it once. I will never watch it again. It is it's so satanic that I mean it's hard to talk about.
Well, let me just read the headline. New York Post: Gay porn star services Bohemian Grove members. Now, my film doesn't have any of that in it. It just has the satanic ceremony.
Right, right.
I was only in there for 5 hours for the kickoff.
And I mean, worshiping Moloch, 40-foot owl. I mean, in our elected officials are doing that. People have to wake up. People that I've given the tapes to, I mean, they hardly want to talk to me because I mean, it's just so. I mean, they don't want to know the truth.
They don't want to know that psychopaths control their lives.
Right. I mean, it's just too hard for them. They want to sit in their, you know, nice, comfortable houses. And I'm disabled right now, and so I can't get any more of your films. And I'm still trying to get, you know, more tapes and, you know, get more of them out. And I would like to talk to the person on the other end of the phone to get a little bit more information. But
well, see, the network isn't involved in my videos.
Well, no, I mean, I'm just, I mean, so I know how to get through InfoWars, and Prison Planet's very friendly. InfoWars is, you know, I'm not, you know, computer illiterate, but I'm not, you know, a guru.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just...
Yeah, the folks at the network don't run the website either.
Okay.
That's all mine. That's all separate.
Okay. And I'm thinking about moving down to Austin, buddy. I mean, either that or Virginia.
All right, buddy. Take care. I appreciate your support. We'll be right back. You know, that's the mindset out there in America. I've gotten lots of those calls. People bring it up in court. Why, he has these videos. He should be arrested. You know, he talks about freedom. My gosh. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Ever walk into someone's house and you can tell instantly they own pets? They've made the mistake of using a pet odor and stain product that only covers the problem temporarily. We don't have that problem in our home. We've discovered it's just better to use Paws. Pet Accident Wash-Up Solution, or Paws, is the quickest and safest pet stain and odor eliminator known to man, or man's best friend. Paws is safe on any material, even directly on your pet's bedding. Paws will work on the toughest stains and odors in your home. It's guaranteed to lift stains that have been set in for years, proving again, it's just better to use Paws. It's only a matter of time until Fido, or Fluffy, has an accident. Be prepared with Paws. Use Paws anywhere stains and odors are a problem, like the laundry or the bathroom. Try Paws once and you'll quickly discover it's just better to use Paws. Call 1-877-289-PAWS or visit getpaws.com. That's www.getpaws.com. Paws comes with a 110% money-back guarantee. You've nothing to lose but stains and odors.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
I'm taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor. I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Kimberly, tell us about your success.
Okay, I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I mean, I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Well, that's for sure. Was it easy?
Very easy. I mean, there's nothing to it. You can actually still continue to eat meals with your children and not starve yourself or anything else and lose weight.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Kimberly did with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. Remember, mention you heard it right here, and that gets you $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
Let's keep taking your calls. Next segment, I'm going to go back in the news and back to your calls. Got a bunch of news here we need to go over. Right now, let's go to Mark in Rhode Island. Mark, go ahead. You're on the air, Mark.
I do want to say I appreciate GCN. I'm very grateful for them for airing your, you know, your show, and also WARL 1320 for picking it up.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Alex, I'm a little bit upset. I'm a lot upset. I was watching C-SPAN this morning, and I got a chance to watch about a half an hour of the taped whitewash commission yesterday. And I'll tell you, Alex, I was utterly appalled
No, I was upset by it yesterday. Yeah, it was really horrible.
It is horrible.
We're going to take your rights. There's going to be bigger attacks. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a domestic CIA, and none of that's going to stop more attacks. And then we're going to take even more of your rights. But then we're going to protect your rights.
And isn't it interesting, Alex, how they're making it available free online for you to read it. And if you want to buy it in the bookstore, it's in all the bookstores for just $10. Alex, I'm really fearful that they're going to use this, and they're going to push this in the days and weeks to come, and it's just another step in the mind control.
Yeah, it was never an investigation. I said 20 months ago, because they said they would do this, it's a call for a domestic CIA, a Patriot Act II, and saying the government's good. And that's exactly what happened. And Congress is bad and better give us all the power.
I just hope, Alex, between yourself and all the other good patriots out there that, this document is exposed and torn apart. I think there's, 41 or so planks in it, or recommendations that they want to implement.
It's a nightmare. I appreciate the call. I hear you. Let's talk to who's up next here? Dan in Colorado. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, hi, Dan. This is Dan in Colorado.
And yes, sir.
Good to talk to you again. I called you sometime back telling you something about the tapes that have been distributed in the area, and that I have been distributing the flyer, regarding 9/11.
So you've handed out a lot of my videos, okay?
Right, and it's doing a lot of good, and I want to say that anything can happen at this point. We could actually make some big changes and through legal means get rid of the problems that are coming up, just by exposing it. Like you said, there are millions of...
Exactly. They've got to have, no matter how much police state power they've got, they've got to have the general public dumbed down buying into it. And if we, one person at a time, expose this, they cannot get away with it.
That's true. We still have our freedoms. We're losing our freedoms little by little and piece by piece, and this is a focal point in history right now. And I mentioned a little bit, but what happened was I was using a cell phone, and the cell phones do drop out. So I advise listeners, don't call on your cell phone, because you're liable to lose the call in the middle. We are losing most of our civil rights under the guise of security, and that is exactly the word from this alleged time traveler that I was starting to tell you about. This JohnTider.com. Now, we can't say for sure this is absolutely real, but there's enough evidence coming up now, where people are looking into some of the scientific predictions that he made that were going to be coming up, as well as 2004 and 5, losing most of our civil rights under the guise of security, which was...
But again, sir, I deal with stuff I can prove. It's easy to put up a website and make predictions about what's going to happen because the globalists have said what they're going to do, and then it gets a bunch of credibility. I mean, I just stick to stuff I can prove.
Absolutely. Don't. I'm not saying we should ever use this, as proof.
Well, I mean, I've heard people talk about it. It is interesting, but again, I stick to stuff I can prove. But I'm glad you're out there making copies of the videos. You keep it up, and God bless you. Let's talk to Ron. Ron, where are you calling us from?
Alex.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to make this statement.
Where are you calling us from?
New York.
Welcome. Go ahead.
And I'd like to make this statement and then play this excerpt from Jay Sekulow's analysis of the commission report yesterday, which I think you'd be very interested in hearing.
Okay, go ahead.
I share your frustration and I feel your pain about the entire issue. You said that people are dumbed down. People have become who become dumbed down because they've lost their righteousness and have become wicked, thus accepting falsehood. They then have no discernment to recognize what is happening to them, nor the moral fiber to fight back. Now, here's the key question. Thus, God's justice and judgment rains down on them. Now, here again is the key question. But there are enough righteous people left here in this country, like Alex Jones and the rest of us, to blow the whistle on this evil incarnate. What does God do now? The question is this. Does he rapture us out of here as per the scripture in a pre-tribulation sense? Or, as some of your recent callers have said, we stand up and literally fight our would-be enslavers physically?
Yeah, we got a break. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912, or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I talked to Ron during the break. We're not going to play clips of Jay Sekulow's broadcast, a dangerous neocon, fooling a lot of good Christians. But I've heard him. The Patriot Act's good. He helped write it. The new commission says it's good. We need to have it. It's very godly. Don't let the devil win. You know, basically destroy America's freedoms and the devil wins. This is basically the line that we get from these people. And so it's just par for the course. But you should call Jay Sekulow up and go, what about the Bohemian Grove? And types like him will just deny it even exists. New York Post, ask him about this. Gay porn star services Bohemian Grove members is the headline. And it talks about George Bush Sr. and others being there with the other conservative leaders. So maybe Mr. Sekulow should tell us about how godly Moloch is. Go ahead, sir.
Alex, that's exactly what I want to do, and I can't get him. I get him on a repeat here, but I'm going to have to get him at his original time and make that call. I've had it in mind for quite a while. But what he said is exactly what I told you in break, what you just said. I can't reiterate it better than what you just said, that he said that this is not the time to discard or diminish the use of the Patriot Act, exactly what you were saying. What I was saying before was, though, that where does God, in his instructions to Christians, in the Word, what does he say we're supposed to be doing now? Does he want us to go out and fight our would-be enslavers physically in the streets, in the mountains, in the highways and byways of this once great nation? That is the essential question now.
All right, well I appreciate the call. I appreciate your call, and I want to cover news and we'll go back to calls, but let me just say this. Preachers can twist the Bible to say whatever they want. The Bible is full of instances of God saying, stand up against evil, physically fight it. It's also full of instances of God saying, you're being judged, you're going to be enslaved, nothing you do can stop that. It's full of examples of, okay, if you repent, you'll be given a reprieve, your city, your country. But it's just common sense. I have a job to fight evil, whether I'm going to be teleported tomorrow or 100 years from now or, you know, whatever. And the big cop-out from the neocon churches is, just don't worry about it. You know, rejoice that they're coming with microchips. It means the end is nigh. And then they're going to be there taking the chips because they're not going to be going anywhere. I mean, it's incredible, folks. So, regardless, you know, duty is mine, consequences are God's. And that's the end of the story. I mean, you know, I'm not going to say, well, it's the end times, so I'm not going to help my neighbor when their house is on fire. This is just part of the end times. Or, that old lady's getting mugged. I'm not going to help her because it's the end times. Just evil's getting worse. Nothing I can do. It's that attitude that's brought us to this point. And Christians, who should be the backbone of America, are being neutralized and pacified by the controlled opposition like the Jay Sekulos out there. Who, I mean, I've had national Christian talk show hosts, not Jay Sekulow, but others, tell people on the radio, I'm a liar. Bohemian Grove doesn't exist, or if it does, it's no big deal. It's just some having some fun with the gay porn stars. Okay, sure. I mean, and again, it's not like this is just in the New York Post today. My film made 3.5 years ago has news articles about this. You're like, well, hey, that's their right to do that. Folks, it's the so-called Christian conservatives. Oh, please. All right, let me get into some news. I'll get into this fake story about the bin Ladens not being flown out or the FBI not being ordered not to stop them. It's a very simple way of lying, but it's hard for folks to get their minds around it. So we'll try to talk about that, then go to some calls. But first off, they're attacking the Manchurian candidate as liberal propaganda because in it, the government has carried out terror attacks. I haven't seen it, but now I'm reading reviews. And it's threatening more attacks are coming if you don't give up all your rights and putting out fake terror alerts. And there's a global group, kind of like the Bilderberg Group, run by royalty, that has created mind control slaves, and they're taking over. And one mind control slave wakes up to all of this. And they even show the exact programs and the ways they do program people. Just from the trailer I've seen, the reviews I've read, it's amazing. And this is out of Variety. Politics and presidential elections were on everyone's lips at Monday's Gotham premiere of The Manchurian Candidate. This is a movie about political brainwashing, and we're right back there again now, said director Jonathan Demme. I hope it has the potential for stimulating people to start thinking about the process, because Lord knows we could use some stimulation, he added. It raises lots of questions and gets us thinking about assassinations and other things we went through and were traumatized in the 60s. John Vogt, who plays a liberal senator, bumped out of the vice presidential candidacy. And it says, even score collaborator, that's the music, Wycliffe Jean said his band, who performed an exuberant set of the swanky Uptown Metropolitan Club after the bash, displayed a political bent with his song, If I Was President. And speaking of that, let's play a little clip of Jadakiss, the number one musician in the country. Not Public Enemy saying Bush is Illuminati and carried out 9/11. Not Paris saying that. No. This is the number one song in the country, at least it was last week. Why did Bush knock down the towers? Why was he hanging around there? Because his brother ran the security and all that. And then when they talked to Jadakiss, he said, hey, this is what everybody I talked to in New York thinks. I'm just talking about what we all know. So the number one song, go ahead and play that for me.
Yo, why just push pounds and powder? Why did Bush knock down the towers? Why you around them cowards?
Now play that again.
Yo, why do they push pounds and powder? Why they push knock down the towers? Why you around them cowards?
Why are they pushing us the powder? Why did Bush knock down the towers? Why was he hanging around those towers? Pushing powder. The media. Oh, pushing powder. Boy, you couldn't say it better. They certainly pushed the powder on you. And why'd you bring down the towers? Why were you hanging around them towers? Go ahead and play it again.
Yo, why did this push pounds and powder? Why did Bush knock down the towers? Why you around them cowards?
So what you going to do, bad boys, when we come for you? What are you going to do? See, it isn't going to take 40 years for 92% of us to know you killed Kennedy, globalist. It took that long to go from a small percent thinking it was the government to 92% in major polls. And the 8% of you can call us kooks all day. So what's going to happen now in just a few years? It's already about half the people I talk to, conservative, black, white, liberal, old, young, about half the people now know the truth. 75% think you had prior knowledge, let it happen. In about a year, it's going to be 90-plus percent. Okay, you're in a lot of trouble. You're in a lot of trouble. The learning curve is, and you might go ahead and blow up a city or something. We know that. We hope you don't. Or you might just fear-monger us a lot. But you're not going to get away with it. Okay, it's too late. You understand? We're on to you. Now, speaking of Manchurian Candidate, I just love this trailer. Here it is one more time. The Manchurian Candidate. Trailer. Now, play it. And it's also posted on prisonplanet.com, Infowars.com. You can link through and watch it. Here it is.
I know how much Americans have to fear today. I believe that freedom from fear is not negotiable. We must...
Hey, Stephanie.
For 12 years, I've had one dream, not variations on a dream, the same dream. In all those years, I've been denying what every nerve ending in my body is telling me is more real than not.
It is appalling. The way they let these troubled individuals walk around with the rest of us.
I'm not crazy!
I know him, Father. I served under him. He's not a well man.
This is rich people, Manchurian Global, funding bad science to put a sleeper in the White House.
We can give them heat, give them a war hero forged by enemy fire in the desert in the dark!
Raymond Shaw is probably the kindest, bravest
human being I've ever known.
This is about my son. You swore to me that this was fail-safe.
When I think of you, I fear for this country.
I got the group. We can nail them. We can take them out.
I will do anything that's necessary to protect America from all of its enemies.
Sergeant Raymond Shaw, Raymond Prentice Shaw, listen.
I'd like to know where it's going to happen, when it's going to happen.
I want to believe you.
Then do it. Believe me. Help me.
All right, folks. Now, that's one of the trailers. Here's the better one. And in this second trailer, they talk about, you know, royalty, heads of state, this big corporation, Carlyle Group, and what they're up to. And understand, the top of mind control here is exactly what McVeigh went under. We know this. They openly sent the top mind control doctor, once he was captured, once he was on the side of the street foaming at the mouth, saying, I've got a chip, I've got an implant, help me, the police. In a car without its license plates. This is in the state police report. Then Jolyon West, the admitted mind control expert and overseer of MKUltra, shows up at the facility, stays with him for years in the federal prison through the trial, and is there when he's executed. An admitted top mind control scientist. And it's the same thing. And they had a whole pack of these guys from the Gulf War. We know that Mr. Muhammad, the shooter, was in this program. A bunch of these guys. And Buford Furrow shooting up the Jewish Center. Larry Ashbrook, he tried to break programming. Remember, he shot up the Baptist Church, the youth meeting, in, what, 5 years ago, 4 years ago in Fort Worth? Neighbors, he was telling people, look, I was normal till I was in the Navy back in the 80s. They've grabbed me again. They're telling me, go shoot these people, help me. He'd even tell the cops they wouldn't come get him. Then neighbors saw men dragging him out, putting him in a van. And then a few days later, he shows up, starts shooting everybody. That's when the programming breaks down. And he was buddies with Furrow. I mean, here's the second clip, folks. Here it is.
I know how much Americans have to fear today.
I believe that freedom from fear is not negotiable.
Yeah, that's not it. Stop it. Yeah, that's not it. I don't know what's going on. We've got two clips in there, and it's a separate clip, and we played it the other day, and it's on the website. So let's go ahead and get into other news. Sorry. But you can hear about the royalty and all that if you want to go listen to it. Maybe if you find it, we'll play it later, if you can find it. I understand you weren't there when we got the clip. TIA now verifies flight of Saudis. Now, this is from the St. Petersburg Times, and this is June 9th, 2004. Now, again, this was in all the papers days after 9/11. There were published reports by the 13th reporting that Saudis were being ordered to be allowed to get on private planes and all of their traffic was grounded and flown out. Moore has FAA people saying it in his film and others. But again, we've been talking about this for years. And we have copies of the Commerce Department, excuse me, the Customs Department's own documents from Judicial Watch who got them. And we have White House officials admitting this. So how does the 9/11 Commission discredit this? They show a case where on the 18th, there were members of the bin Laden family flown out who were questioned by the FBI, and they focus in on that flight out and go, oh, see, they didn't fly out when all flights were grounded. They didn't fly out without being seen by the FBI, the 160-plus. But then clearly, this is misdirection. They're talking about what happened on the 18th, not all the flights that happened before that. So this is how they lie. And we have all these mainstream news articles posted. We have the documents posted for you right there on the site. Ministry of Truth at work again. 9/11 whitewash commission attempts to spin bin Laden family exodus down the memory hole. And so now when we talk about this, people say, oh no, that was discredited. The Alex Jones Show has revealed that the independent 9/11 commission report attempts to spin down the memory hole, a vital piece of information concerning government complicity. We have extensively documented the fact that on September 13th, around 160 members of the bin Laden family and leading Saudis were flown out of the U.S. on private jets whilst all other air traffic was grounded. Then we have links to the FOIA request, mainstream news articles, public officials' admissions. This information has been publicly documented by U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, agency documents obtained by Judicial Watch, the public interest group that investigated and prosecutes government corruption under the provisions of the Freedom of Information Act request. Furthermore, the information has been documented by leading media outlets such as Vanity Fair, by former Bush administration terrorism czar Richard Clark, and most recently, and perhaps most tellingly, by Michael Moore in his documentary Fahrenheit 9/11 with chief FBI agents, FAA employees, you name it. It was reported today that the commission is now adamant that the bin Laden family were not given preferential treatment, that the FBI had interviewed each person flown out, and that they did not leave until 8 days after 9/11. This is pure spin. It is entirely possible that many more bin Laden family members were flown out 8 days after 9/11. They have video of that. Indeed, it was reported by the National Review that with the help of the FBI, the Saudis and the bin Laden's family chartered an aircraft to pick up family members in Los Angeles, Orlando, and Washington, D.C. The bin Laden's then flew the relatives to Boston, where 1 week after the attacks, the group left Logan Airport bound for Jeddah. So that is a flight a week after. And that was reported last year by National Review. And they've had Bandar, the Saudi main ambassador, on Larry King Live, and this is in Fahrenheit 9/11, and I've got it on tape myself, saying, yes, we flew them out, yes, they weren't questioned, yes, we flew them out on the 13th because they might be abused. That's on the record. But the 9/11 Commission says it never happened. Oh, look, it happened on 8 days after. Because they focus on some other Saudis flying out. It's just incredible. Furthermore, each phone number was given an all-clear on the basis of a single day of departure interview conducted in FBI spokesman Bill Carter's words at the airport as they were about to leave. The crux of the matter is, though, is that the Bin Laden family outing is not the same as the one that occurred on September 13th, as documented by the CBP, or the Customs Bureau. But the information need not be made clear to the average person in on the street. Worse still is the matter is confused by the fact that the Michael Moore film, he talks about the 9/13 exodus, but shows footage of Prince Bandar, Saudi Arabia's ambassador to the United States, admitting on Larry King Live that 24 members of the Bin Laden family were flown out of the country in cooperation with the FBI. These 24 were indeed flown out 8 days after. Why does Michael Moore reference the 160 flown out on 9/13 and show the documents, but then take his quote out of context? We have video clips of all that and all the documents and the newscast, and it's all there on the website. Help spread the word. Help tell the truth. Help expose these manipulators. We'll be back with some final calls and final news.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I mean, how could you not get excited? How could you not get upset about the stuff that's happening? Other people get upset about their football team losing and yell and scream. They're normal. We get upset about the total destruction of America. We're weirdos, folks. No, we're the normal people. We're about to try to jam in as many calls as possible here in the last 5-6 minutes. Just briefly, folks, if you believe in what we're doing, want to join us in this fight against the New World Order, the best tools we've found are my films. I've made 10 of them. Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Matrix of Evil, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. My books, other videos, other books we carry by other great people. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Just click on the secure online shopping cart to read about the films or to order them online. Or call toll free to order the films or ask about different specials or what different films have in them. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Don't procrastinate. Take that first step. Get the films. Check them out for yourself. Give them to other people. Wake up folks in your area. It is so vital to stop these criminals. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. The ball's in your court, folks. Take action. All right, let's go to Nancy in Texas. Nancy, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I just have a real quick question, and then I'll hang up and listen. We are watching the United States Postal Service apparently spend a fortune supporting Lance Armstrong's cycling team, and I'm not bashing them at all. I totally support Lance Armstrong. But I think I've heard you say before that the U.S. Postal Service is now a privately held corporation. Is that correct?
Well, it is. It's quasi.
And I was just wondering if you'd go into a little detail there for me, and I'll hang up. Thank
okay,
you.
Thanks for the call. I mean, frankly, the post office isn't half as evil and out of control as FedEx. UPS is a little bit better about all this stuff. And I think it's money well spent for the Postal Service to, I mean, they couldn't have a better spokesman than Lance Armstrong, and that's just PR. But, yeah, it's all this public-private partnership, quasi-private kind of corporate socialism, Postal Service, yeah. That's all I can really say on that subject. Chuck in Texas. Go ahead, Chuck. You're on the air, Chuck. Chuck's gone. Joel in Colorado. Joel, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi there. Hi, Alex.
Hello, my friend.
Hi. I'm actually in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Okay, that's fine. Go ahead. You're in Canada then.
Yeah, we love you up here. I'm trying to get all my friends to listen to you. A couple things to say. I think there's something that I know you're aware of, but maybe people aren't investigating enough, is the whole Nazi thing behind the New World Order.
Nazi funding, Nazi leaders, yes.
Well, yes. I mean, there's a whole history in the U.S. of, like, eugenics connected to Britain and
yeah,
connected
to the Nazis. This country, we trained Hitler.
Yeah, exactly. And there were, like, one of his officials who brought back from America, from a conference there on eugenics, back to Germany, and then they wrote the race laws. And
Margaret Sanger got awards from Hitler and gave awards to Hitler.
Yeah, and that's all connected to Prescott Bush as well. So the Bush family, and you know, I'm sure the sons probably agree with the grandfather.
They're such a nice family.
Well, yeah. Another thing I wanted to bring up too, I know you don't have much time, is have you looked into the BTS records on the American Airlines flight?
Yes.
There's no record of the American Airlines flights on BTS.
Well, there's lots of big holes and spaces. I appreciate the call. Rob in South Carolina, you got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I was wondering, you guys do recordings on Prison Planet? Because I'm going to be in school soon, so I won't have access to this.
Yeah, the best interviews are posted.
All right, cool. And one more other thing real quick. How would I go about getting you on local stations around here? Because the farthest one is pretty west.
Call mom and pop stations, privately owned ones. Tell them about the website. Tell them about the satellites we're on. And tell them you want to hear the broadcast. Thanks a lot. I'm sorry we're out of time. See you back tonight, 9 to midnight, and back on Monday. Have a great weekend. Get out there and take on the New World Order.